It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Here's a name from the past, Manuel Noriega. In 1992, the former Panamanian dictator was convicted by a U.S. judge on drug trafficking and racketeering charges. He spent the last 15 years in a federal prison near Miami, and he's due to be released in September. The question now is, released to where? From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
It took a U.S. invasion of Panama and loud rock music played incessantly outside of the Vatican's embassy where he'd taken refuge. But in early 1990, Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega was arrested and put on trial in Miami. He was convicted on drug and racketeering charges and sentenced to 30 years in prison. That sentence was reduced because of good behavior, and on September 9th, Noriega will have completed his sentence. His lawyer, Frank Rubino, says his client wants to return to Panama.
He wants to go back home. He wants to sit on his rocking chair, enjoy his grandchildren, and be an elder statesman.
But that's something U.S. and French authorities are working to prevent. Last week, federal prosecutors in Miami filed papers to extradite Noriega to France, where he was convicted in absentia to 10 years in prison for money laundering. French authorities say Noriega and family members illegally transferred millions of dollars through that country's banks, using some to purchase 3 apartments in Paris. A hearing on that extradition request is scheduled later this week. But in an effort to head off his transfer to France, Noriega has filed his own legal papers. He's gone to court in Miami asking a federal judge to block the extradition on the grounds that he's not just a felon, but also a prisoner of war. And as a POW, Rubino says, Noriega has the right to return home.
The Geneva Convention specifically states that at the cessation of hostilities, the enemy combatant or prisoner of war must immediately be returned to the country of his origin.
Federal prosecutors aren't commenting on the case or on Noriega's move to block extradition. Rubino says in his complaint that the government maintains that Noriega is not a prisoner of war. While the U.S. and France have been making plans for Noriega's future, the government of Panama has been relatively quiet. Top officials there, including the president, say they want Noriega returned to Panama, where he's charged with murder, human rights violations, and racketeering. But Panama has no plans to intervene in the French extradition request, leading Rubino to question whether they really want him back.
It is our opinion that a deal has been made between France, Panama, and the United States to prohibit or to keep the general from going back to Panama.
Panama's president has denied that his country is part of any deal that would keep Noriega from returning home and perhaps become a rallying figure for opposition forces. The judge Noriega's lawyers are now asking to intervene is one with a special perspective. Senior U.S. District Judge William Hoover is the judge who presided over Noriega's case 15 years ago and who originally declared him a prisoner of war. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.